Blog Talk Radio.
All is fair in love. The crazy game, two people about to stay in love is one, they say, but all has changed with time. Weather conditions everywhere, storms. You know, I just got a phone call
from the Michigan area, Detroit, Michigan, and they said they received 15 inches in New York. They're getting blasted in Boston and all up in that area. You know, I'm sending out some special prayers for you. You know, don't you know that there's a song about one of those artists, I can't think of his name right now, but they said that Jesus can fix it. What do you think about that? This is not a cliche or just like a fake reality, but it is reality. And I want to ask you the question tonight, why do you love Jesus? Why did you love Jesus? Wait a minute, can I ask this? Can you love something that you don't know? Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Jesus, or Jesus Christ, or Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you understand when Paul worded these things, he was talking in a specific scholarly manner. Jesus, or Christ Jesus, or Jesus Christ, or Jesus. You know, you have to understand, everyone want to rehearse what they have been taught, but they never seek to get a relationship with him for themselves. And one of the amazing things that I'm finding out, and I have found out, everyone is looking for a paycheck to validate their way of living, prestige. People want to be something that they have not been given or ordained to be. One of the amazing things that I'm finding out, well, I won't go there tonight, but if you are what you say you are, you can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit moving. Why do we profess something that we are not? Why do we pretend to be? And again, why do you love Jesus? Jesus, the Christian believe in America, that you don't. Listen to this very well. The Christians believe in America. You don't believe you don't disbelieve. Let me say this, that Jesus was not crucified on a cross, or you don't speak in tongues, or you don't pay your tithes, or you don't believe in the baptism. These are things that you must believe in America to be a Christian. Wow. But when I travel outside of America, when I travel outside of America, I learn so much. I learn so much. The song that I played just before the show, I love that song because love is a very interesting thing, and that's what the Bible says. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Do you understand the semantics of the scriptures, when you actually read the scriptures? Those scriptures that we read today, it's in American terminology where we can understand it. And I know a lot of people, they are reading Arabic, Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek, English, French, and so many other different languages that we are learning to understand. But there is never the full totality of understanding just because of the language. Because when you speak Hebrew and Spanish, it doesn't give you the interpretation of everything that you need to know. You need to be guided and led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the true interpreter of every language. And if he dwells in you and if he lives within you, and that's what we profess, we say we're born again. So if you're born again, what does that make you? Why don't you call yourself the greatest kings of kings upon the face of the earth? Why are you ashamed to be kings and queens? Because I think some people understand and they have come to the true conclusion that they're really not kings and queens. I have never experienced and seen Christians so judgmental, so self-righteous. And let me tell you something. This is one of the most interesting things that I ask any queen that's out there that is calling himself an apostle. if you're listening, call in and tell me what makes you an apostle. When Jesus had 12 and there was no more to come after him, there was one potential one. An apostle makes you a leader, a head of a man. Can you really be a head of the man? The men have lost their voice in what we call America today. Queen, if you love us, then stop being something that you cannot be. Just as well as a man cannot be a queen. From my understanding and the feeling of the Holy Spirit moving within me, that makes me one of a divine God is not a word. But it's something that you have to understand. When you call yourself an apostle, that is the highest level that a woman can reach in the New Testament, the Old Testament. When you read it, Moses, the one that was drawn from the water, when he met Jethro or Reuel, Reuel or Jethro, began to tell him to go among the 70 elders. This is where you get the Greek Septuagint, 70 to 72. So if we're going to say we love this great entity, this being called Jesus, no pretending, no acting. It is what it is. JCN for life, Kings for life. You must profess that, live it. When I come back, I'm going to open up the lines because really I'm feeling this thing on tonight because people that are professing to be are not being. And I received a phone call just a few days ago and they said, King, you know, I forgive you for being angry, sometimes doing things that hurt us as followers. But when you are a young black man in America and you seek to do that which is right, sometimes people don't see the whole picture. But if they can see that far, then you must humble yourself so you don't stumble. That is powerful. I want to play the song again because I love it so much. I love it so much. Would y'all listen to it with me in heart and spirit, soul and mind, body to body, chest to chest? Wow. How many people don't understand the love of Christ on tonight? The true anointing. I wanted to talk about something else. But what better to talk about when you're directed by the Holy Spirit, not the ghost, the Holy Spirit, and you're intimate with him. It's as if you're sitting there having a glass of Chardonnay and he's holding your hand and he's talking to you saying, I love you no matter what. I'm not talking about pretending this. I'm talking about the real thing, kings and queens. Can y'all feel this with me on tonight? We'll be right back to open up the lines, see what's on your mind, right here on KD3 Triple T, Law Talk Radio.
All is changed.
change with time. The future none can see. The road you leave behind. Ahead lies mystery.
Oh man, first I would like to say shalom, shalom, and Man, you definitely hit the nail on the head when you said it's time for the kings to stand up and be kings, you know?
King Peace, I'm sitting up here flabbergasted. I'm just like, wow. Queens, y'all, I want you to listen to King Peace starting something tonight. Just let me say this. If you want your king to be a king, then you wouldn't challenge his authority. Even if you know, see, this is the power of the Holy Spirit. Even if you know the Holy Spirit will govern you to be the wind up under his wings, to let him soar until he see and understand how to lead that family. Joshua said, for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. King Peace, I think that's real love. Just because I drive a Corvette or a Mercedes or a Porsche or Jaguar, and you pull up besides me with a hoopty that's popping, and you say, let's go when the light hit green. Just because I'm in that turbo Porsche, I let you take off and win the race. Because I knew that car could not compete with the car that I drove, but I didn't have to disgrace you. Sometimes you can let a person win and win, but to know that you could win and to disgrace them, you lost and you was a loser at the starting line. Queen, that's what I'm trying to say to you tonight. I'm talking about African-American queens you have been labeled at. It ain't what you do, it's how you do what you do. Why would you project pain upon the king that loves you, that would give his life? King, you know, that's how I feel. You know, I'm just talking, man, because you know how we do it. When we do it, we do it. But we keep our true mind to it.
That's right. Most definitely, we keep our true mind to it. I just want to say, man, you know, I'm loving these vibrations coming my way, and we can send the right ones out to the queens. You know, hopefully they won't get offended when I say these queens is out of order. You know what I'm saying? And it's just based on, because they don't know that they're out of order. You know, they don't know that they are influenced by a power that's so much stronger than them, that's putting them against us. You know what I'm saying, King?
Yes, yes. You know, there's something in the Quranic text, and when you read the Quran, and I know most Christians don't, they call jinns. A man has one, but a woman can have 96, 99. But this is the challenge of the man as the Holy Spirit, the Christos, the anointing, to deal with that. I'm not going to say destroy it, because only in America we speak as Christ, the representative of Christ, as destroying things. Sometimes you have to go through the thing. And, King, please, I have to just say this. I love your picture on Facebook when you were sitting out in the yard looking like Buddha, you know, and just doing you, because that's living. See, in life, it's like this. The queens may be out of order. It's because we don't know how to put them in order. And when you untrue to yourself, you untrue to them.
That's right.
You must stand for what you believe as a man. That's what they want to see. They want to see real. And then respect the point. And this is one of the things I talk about on relationships and sexology, King Peace. If you go to Taco Bell, what do you normally get at Taco Bell? A taco. If you go to White Castle, you get White Castle. If you go to McDonald's, you get a quarter pound or a Big Mac. If you go to Burger King, you get whatever. I don't know what it is now. It's been a while. But if you go to Red Lobster, you get lobster tails and crab legs. If you go to a private club, you get private club treatment. So you can't get anything outside of the menu. You got to order what's on the menu. So if you don't want Taco Bell, don't go there. If you want the private club, you go there. If you want Red Lobster, you go there. I love that every once in a while, a little seafood along the way, King Peace.
Mm-hmm.
So I can go to Taco Bell and say, give me a lobster tail. So people can only give you what they have. But it's
That's
up to
right.
us as the masters to take them where they need to be.
Well, you know, King, I just want to interject real quick. You know, King, it's just like, you know, everybody is confused. They're letting their mind escape to the future, or they're living in the past. King, like you said, you know, they bringing these emotional baggages into the present moment, which we all share together, and this is the oneness between us all, but it gets messed up, you know, and we fall from heaven when, you know, all these problems and situations come about based on we not thinking right. We think we out of living in the moment, King. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's why a lot of people are out of order. The queen's out of order and the king's out of order, because we don't realize, you know, it's about living right now, King. What we gonna do right now? How we gonna make peace right now? How we gonna get our happiness right now?
You know, King, please, that's powerful. And I want you to go back and listen to this show. And everybody just listening in, I know y'all out there blowing us up. I know y'all listening. I want you to, King, please, I definitely go back and listen to it. And I want you to go back and listen to it because of this simple fact. Jesus Christ, according to the Christians today in the 21st century, said he came and gave his life, right?
That's right.
And he taught us the right way. In Matthew 1:21, it said he came to save his people. People, you got to stop playing. You got to stop trying to appease and please everyone. You got to obey the scriptures. His people from the sins. A sin is somebody who know right and do wrong. That's a sin. And you can't blame a child from not knowing right because they can't do wrong.
That's right.
And that's the fact.
That's right. What
a sin is. When you know that you are divine and you betray that because of some behind, and that's what's in your mind. That's what they put there. And you got to break away from that. And the people can't do it in America because you know what? They love to have sex, and that's all right and good because I understand the divine essence of that. They love to eat. I understand the divine essence of that.
Mm-hmm.
They love to dress themselves. And King Peace, you kicking some powerful knowledge tonight because, you know, if Jesus would have failed, then the man would have failed, but he didn't fail. So we must exemplify the same thing that he done. He stood for it even if he knew he was going to lose his life. How can a woman be an apostle and a prophet today and a pastor? That makes you the head over the man, over the king. Now, can you teach? Most definitely. So we must put, just like Christ, Jesus came and gave his life, and he taught. He wasn't deterred. He didn't give up. Not because he knew his destiny. So we as men must know our destiny and not give in and give down, even if we lose everything we have. But you're not going to find that today. It's rare. It's rare because people don't want to be hungry. He was hungry. He wasn't without. He had everything. King Peace, I got about 10 seconds. I love you, and I thank you for calling in, and you put some powerful points out tonight. Listen, y'all, this is yours truly, the King of Kings, doing it just like I love to do it, to tell the truth, and the truth shall make you free, not set you free. I love you, King Peace. Keep doing you. Stand up and be willing to give it all for what you believe in, not for what you don't understand what others believe in. I'm out of here. Peace and love.
Stop!